Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Yud Beis. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amad Aleph, 6 lines from the foot of the page with the words Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, we learnt in a Mishnah in Meseches Shavuos, Shavuos Hadayonim Atan Ashtei Kesev V'Haidaya Shava Putta. A Shavua which will be required by Dayonim after a person admitted to owing part of a sum of money that was claimed against him, he would now have to make a Shavua from the Torah. The original claim against him has to have been at least 2 silver mar, and that which he admitted to was a shava putta, was the value of at least a putta. And the Gemara now quotes a brisa on that. Hatana beshama oimim mar, ubeisil oimim shtei moin. As for the amount of the original claim, so we actually find that beshama held that it has to be only 1 mar, whereas beisil said no, it has to be 2 mar. The Gemara now asks the question, mechalfashid sain de beshama. It appears that the opinion of beshama has been switched. Taman inun amrin kesev dinar, v'cha inun amrin kesev mar. Over there means in Kiddushin we find that they hold that the word kesef means a dinar, because that's the minimum value for Kiddushin, and over here in Shavuos we just learnt that they say that kesef means a mar. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Chanina tells us, Veishamai l'meidim et trilas mechirosa shel evriya, ma trilas mechirosa b'dinar, af kiddusheha b'dinar. He says that Beishamai learned the concept of marriage, how much it needed to be given for Kiddushin, from the original sale of a Jewish maidservant, just as the original sale of a maidservant is for a dinar, so the marriage that's performed also on a woman needs to be for the value of a dinar. We're going to explain this later. Whereas Beis Hillel lemeidim misayf giruye, ma sayf giruye, beputa af kiddushea, beputa. Beis Hillel learn it from the end, means after the reduction of the redemption price, the lowest redemption price one could give, and this is the concept of Giro and Kesev, just as the minimum for that would be a putta, so marriage may be performed with a putta, and this opinion is also going to be explained a little bit later. Ask the Gemara, my time at the Beis Shammai, what's Beis Shammai's source to say that the original sale of an Amriya has to be for a dinar? Shuneema, because the Pasuk says, in Shemois, in Perek, Chof Aleph, in Pasuk, Yud Aleph, when talking here about a Jewish maidservant who has become physically mature, the Pasuk says, V'yotzechinam, Ein kosev, and she's going to leave free of charge without payment. We learn from there, v'chi ein on yodim she'ein kesev. Do we not know that it's going to be without payment? Rather, maltam v'loimah ein kesev. So what is it going to teach us with these words ein kesev in the Torah? Mikan she'nimkura b'kesev, yose mikesev v'kama yose mikesev, dinah. It's teaching us that she was sold for more than kesev, more than money, which refers to a mar, meaning she was sold for a dinah. Ask the Gemara a question. Perhaps it means she was originally sold for 2 putois, and as she worked, redemption money was gradually reduced to 1 putta. The Gemara answers, no, soif matbea kesev mar. The Torah would not mention any coin that's less than a mar, which is also known as a gera. Ask the Gemara, retei mar, well, perhaps the Pasuk's teaching us that she was originally sold for only a mar, and the phrase ein kesev, without payment, refers to if she became physically mature after that sale, and there was no reduction in the price. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Brun, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, answers, she'im biksha ligar migoras b'mar b'chol shana v'yotzes. It begins with a dinar, which is 6 mar, so that for each year of her 6 years of working, she will be able to reduce it a mar when she gets redeemed. Answers the Gemara, v'tigar b'putta, but it could still begin with a mar, which is 8 puttas, and it could be reduced to putta each year. Answers the Gemara, no, Amri Rabbi Brun, Hageb Atzmacha She'im Biksha Ligar Metriles Hashana Hashishis Giru'er Beputta, Besof Giru'er Beputta. In your case, if she wishes to go free at the beginning of the 6th year, she has to pay a putta based on reducing the price each year. But at the end of that year, she would also need to pay a putta because the minimum amount one pays is also a putta. So the value has not changed throughout the year, which cannot be. Ask the Gemara, my timer, the Beis Hillel, what is the reasoning of Beis Hillel to say that one could be Makadosh a woman with only a putta? Answers the Gemara, Mimash Asof Giru'er Beputta, from the fact that the end of the reduction price means the final minimum reduction price, Giru'er and Kesev, is a putta. Ata Yodeh Shekidushe Beputta, from there we also know that Kiddushin can be done with a putta. Hege Ba'atzmacha, Shem Nishtaya Sham Shava Putta, Shem Ma'enim Begaras, V'yotza, Tishem Shasof Giru'er Beputta, Kach Kiddushah Beputta. If only the value of a putta remained, would she not be able to pay it and be able to leave? And therefore, since we find the lowest redemption price is a putta, you can also marry with a putta. Ask the Gemara a question. Mechalfa Shitzain, the Beis Hillel. It appears that the opinion of Beis Hillel has been switched, because over here they hold that the word kesev we'd have to assume here to mean a putter, but in Maseches Shavuos kesev means a mar, because they say that the claim must be two kesev, which is two mar. And the Gemara answers, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, in Shmois, in Perkhof Beis, in Pasuk Vav, Ki yitten ish aveyu kesev oikelim lishmo. If a man will give to his friend kesev, which is money, or vessels to watch over, Ibn Lamed she'en beistin is kakin lefachos mishara putter, and if it's to teach you that beistin do not require a shavua in cases that are involving less than a shavua putter, kva ksiv, we already have a different pasuk, which is in Vayikra, in Perek Hey, in Pasuk Chof Vav, la'ashma va prat lepachos mishara putter, to incur guilt, and which teaches us it excludes the case of less than a shavua putter. So rather, ma tamud leima kesev, what is the word kesev teaching you? Mikan sheshkan yosem mekesev, mikan yosem mekesev, shtei ma'in. It's teaching us this word kesev, that there's more than kesev over here, meaning there are two ma. And the Gemara asks, oi kesev, putter, yosem mekesev, shtei putois. Perhaps the word kesev means a putter, and more than kesev means two putois. Answers the Gemara, no, sof matbea kesev ma. The word kesev in the Torah is assumed to be no less than a ma, but Kedushin is different because we learn from the case of Giron Kesev the reduction of the redemption money. Asa Gemara, v'tei ma, perhaps it's a ma, and this would avoid the earlier problem because the Pasuk said la'ashma va refers to a putter, and the word Kesev teaches that we need to have a ma. Gemara answers, oikelim, from the words oikelim, ma kelim shnayim, af Kesev shnayim, the Pasuk said, oikelim, which means or vessels, just as vessels is written plural, which means a minimum of two, so the word kesev also means two. Ask the Gemara, ma makayim beis shammai oikelim? What do beis shammai do with the phrase oikelim or vessels? And the Gemara answers, ka'adot atani Rabbi Nosson oimer oikelim l'rabois klei cheres. They learn, like Rabbi Nosson in the Brisa, that says the words oikelim come to include even earthenware vessels which might be worth less than a mar. And in a similar way, Shmuel Amar, Tanu Shnei Machatim, V'hoidu Lo Yalachas Mehen, Chayev. If a person claimed that someone else owed him two needles, and the other person only admitted to one needle, then the other person has to make a shvua. Amar Bichinana, V'hu Sheiv Yofois K'shtei Putois, K'dei Shtei Hatana Shava Puta, V'hoidoyo Shava Puta. He says this is only true when the needles combined are worth two putas, so that both the claim and the admission will be worth at least a putta. V'asik Beis Shammai, and these statements that we've had follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, de lo yalfi kesev mikelim, who does not learn kesev from utensils. Falpi shenechleku Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, even though we do find disputes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the following cases, Betzorois, in the case of co-wives, in the first perek of Yevamos we learn that Beis Shammai hold that a co-wife of an elva may do yibum, Beis Hillel say it's also it's prohibited. The next case is of Achayos and the case of sisters, and the case in the fourth perek of Yevamos is, you have four brothers, two of them married sisters. If those brothers died, their wives must do chalitza and not yibum. If they did yibum, then Reb Elezer says Beis Shammai holds they may remain married, and Beis Hillel says, no, they must separate. The third case is of a get yoshon, the case of an old get. If a man divorced his wife using a get where the couple were in seclusion after it was written, then Beis Hillel says it is a pasul get, and Beis Shammai say it's a kosher get. And this appears in the eighth perek of Gittin. And the next case is of a suffolk eishes ish, in a case of doubtful marriage. Here we have a case of Beis Shammai who says you can only allow miyum, which is refusal of marriage, for an arusa, a betrothed girl whose father died, and she was married off by her brothers and mother. She's referred to as married midrabbanan, and there, if she's only betrothed, she can do miyum, she can refuse the marriage. Here we refer to it as a suffolk, a doubtful marriage. And in that case, Beis Hillel say, whether she was an arusa, betrothed, or whether she was fully married after nesuin, she's still allowed to do miyan. And this appears in the 13th perek of Yevamos. And the next case is of makadesh b'shavuputa, marrying using the value of shavuputa. And this is, we learnt already in our perek in the first Mishnah, Beis Hillel allow a marriage with only something the value of a shavuputa, and Beis Shammai say that it needs to be a dinar. And the last case of dispute is v'hamagarish es ishto v'lone imoy b'pundaki, if a man divorced his wife and he was secluded with her in an inn. And this appears in the 8th perek of Gittin. We find that Beis Shammai says over there, you don't require to make them give a second get, and according to Beis Hillel, he must give her another get. And the Gemara says, even though we do find they dispute in many of these cases, we still conclude, Lo nimlu be shamai lisa noshim me beis hillel, lo beis hillel me beis shamai. They did not refrain, neither beis hillel from beis shamai, nor beis shamai from beis hillel, from marrying into each other's groups. But rather, el noigim be emes of Shalom, they acted with truth and with peace, shenemah, to fulfill the pasuk that says in Zechariah, in Perek Ches, in pasuk Yutes, v'ha'emes v'ha'sholem avoy, love, truth, and peace. And the Gemara asks the question, Mamzerus bentayim ba'at amahachin, amongst these cases are involved Mamzerus, producing Mamzerim, if we would allow a marriage that should not have been. And you're going to say they did not refrain from marrying each other? The Gemara says, Hechavide, what would be an example of that? Kiddush harishoin b'shavaputa, b'asheni b'dinar, adaitin de b'shamai, mukudeshes asheni, v'avlad mamza min harishoin, adaitin de b'th hillel, mukudeshes l'rishoin, v'avlad mamza min asheni. If one man married her using a putter, and the second came and married her using a dinar, according to Beis Shammai, she's married to the second man, and the first man's child will be a mamza. Whereas according to Beis Hillel, she's married to the first, and the second man's child is a mamza. So we see that there's a potential case of mamzerus when we in these disputes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So how could they then marry into each other's groups? And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan moedim Beis Shammai leBeis Hillel lechumim. Beis Shammai would act stringently that they themselves would always marry using a dinar. But in the case we just had before, they would say it's asa for her to be married to both husbands until she would receive a get from the first one. The Gemara asks, Me'ata, Beis Hillel, Yisu Noshim, Mi Beis Shammai, Dinu Moedi Loin, U Beis Shammai La Yisu Noshim, Mi Beis Hillel, De Leith Inun Moedi Loin. If so, Beis Hillel should be able to marry women from Beis Shammai, since Beis Shammai agreed to be stringent, but Beis Shammai should not marry wives from Beis Hillel, because they didn't agree to the leniency of Beis Hillel. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai, Ilu ve'elu ka'alocha hayo'osin. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yanai, said they both acted according to the machmir opinion of the two and only disagreed over the theoretical halacha. Gemara im ka'alocha hayo'osin, if they are following the halacha, b'da taninan shalchu be'shamay ufachsua she'be'shamay oimim ad she'yifchoy s'ruba. How can he say they are both following the halacha? They're both following the stringent of the two cases, because there's a case of a Mishnah in Megvais where there's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about a case of a hollow stone under a stream of rainwater coming from the mountains. Beis Hillel said that as long as there's a small hole in the side of the stone connecting to the mikveh will be kosher. Beis Shammai held that it's only going to be kosher if the entire side of the stone has been removed. And the Mishnah says there was such a case where the people were using a mikveh that was connected to a stone with only a small hole, like Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai sent messengers to break off the entire side of the stone. And we can see from here that Beis Hillel were acting leniently and using it, even though Beis Shammai said that such a mikveh is not kosher. The Gemara answers, Amr Rabbi Yosi Bei Rabbi Bun, Ad Shalei Bar Maisa Etzel Beis Hillel, Haya Beis Shammai Noigim Boi, Mishibar Maisa Etzel Beis Hillel, Lo Haya Beis Shammai Noigim Boi. They did in fact disagree in action as well as in theory, but when the case came in front of them where one was stringent and the other were lenient, they would inform the stringent one about their behavior, and then the stringent one would know not to touch the Tamei item. And we have a support for this as well, Amr Rabbi Abba Mari Ve'yeus. This is correct, says Rabbi Mari, Mataninan Timu Taharas Lemafriya Loi Mikan Lahaba. The Mishnah does not say they retroactively said that all tar items were actually tame, but rather it was only from that point onwards that they were matame items. Rabbi Yosi Bei Rabun Omar Ispalgun Rav Vashmul. Rabbi Yosi Barun told us that Rav and Shmul disagreed. Chad Omar Eile Ve'elu Ka'alocha Yosin V'charana Omar Eile Kilchosan Ve'elu Kilchosan. One of them said that they both acted, both Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel acted according to the stringent opinion of the two, and the other opinion says here that each group followed their own rulings. So the Gemara asks, Mamzerus bentayim v'atam ha'achin. If each of them followed their own rulings, how could they then marry into each other? Because that would cause potential mamzerim. And the Gemara answered, Hamokoim mishamer v'le'ira ma'asim ha'olam. It never happened that one ruled leniently when the other one was stringent. And the Gemara brings the support for this Ka'adad Tani, like we find in the Braisa, Kol Aroitze Lahachme Al Atzmai V'Lenhoig Chumrei Beis Shammai U'Chumrei Beis Hillel Al Zeh Nema V'Aksil B'Choyshech Hoylech. If a person wishes to be stringent, both like the stringencies of Beis Hillel and of Beis Shammai, about such a person the Pasuk says in Koheles, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yudalad, the fool walks in the darkness. Kokoile Elu, or Kokoile Elu, Nikra Rosha, a person who wishes to follow the leniencies of both, he's referred to as wicked. Ela oi kadiri be shamai, kukule hoin, ukukum me hoin, oi kadiri be silel, kukule hoin, ukukum me hoin. Rather, he has to choose. If he wants to follow be shamai, he has to follow both the stringencies and leniencies of be shamai, or he should do the same for be silel. But this brisa shows that it really is okay to follow one opinion, but if one's stringent for both, he's referred to as a fool. And the Gemara continues, Hadad the Tamer, this permission only applies at Chula Yatsas Baskol before the heavenly voice came out with the declaration. Mishayatsas Baskol, but once the heavenly voice came out with a declaration that we follow Beis Hillel, La Olam Halacha Kedivri Beis Hillel, V'chol Ha'Oivar Kedivri Beis Hillel, Chayiv Misa. The Halacha will always follow Beis Hillel, and whoever transgresses the words of Beis Hillel is liable to die. Tani, we learnt in a Braisa, Yatsas Baskol V'Amma, Elu Ve'Elu Divrei Elokim Hein, Aval Halacha Kedivri Beis Hillel. There was a heavenly voice that came out and declared that both the words of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are true, they're the words of Hashem, but the halacha follows Beis Hillel. And the Gemara asks, Heichan Yatsas Baskol, where is it this heavenly voice actually came out? Rabbi Beibai B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan B'Yavne Yatsas Baskol. Rabbi citing Rabbi Yochanan told us it occurred in Yavne. And we continue in the Gemara now on Daftar Damad Aleph, about 9 lines from the bottom, with the word for Kamehi Pruta. The Gemara now quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us, the Kamehi Pruta, Echan Mishmoina Be'isai Talki. How much is actually a Pruta? It's an eighth of an Italian Isa. Tani, we learnt in a Braisa, Ha'isa Echad Me'esim Varbo B'Dina Kesev. Dina Kesev Echad Me'esim Varbo L'Dina Zav. An Isa is a 24th of a silver dinar, and a silver dinar is a 24th of a gold dinar. And we now quote another Braisa, Tani Rebchia taught in a Braisa, Sila Arbo Dinoim. A sela is 4 dinarim, sheish mea kesef dinar, and a dinar is 6 silver mar, shnei punjin mar, there are 2 punjin in the mar, shnei isurin punjin, and there are 2 isas in a punjin, shnei musmisin isa, and there are 2 musmisin in an isa, shnei kardiontis musmus, and there are 2 kardionis in a musmus, shnei putois kardionist, and there are 2 putters in a kardionist, selkin echad mishloishim v'shnayim lemar, and therefore, according to this, 1 putter is a 32nd of a mar. Amar Rabbi Zeira, b'yamei Rabbi Sima shiru v'Rabbi Seinu osa oisam echad mechof dalad lemar. Rabbi Zeira told us that in the days of Rabbi Sima, the rabbis made an evaluation and concluded that a putter is 1/24th of a mar. V'tani, we also have a brisa that says, v'shing amilal oimer, Shloisha dosim ma, shnei nitzim dusa, shnei shamin butsa, shnei putois shamin, salken echad me'esim v'arba lama. A ma is 3 dusa, a dusa is 2 nitzim, a butsa is 2 shamin, and there's 2 putois in a shamin, and therefore, according to this, a putta is 1/24th of a ma. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Mana disagreed. Rabbi Chanina oimer, nachasha ba'asrei kaim kasper zalil, kasper yakir. The value of copper means a copper putter remains constant, but the value of silver fluctuates up and down. Rabbi Mana Omar Kasper Basrei Kayim Nachsha Karir Nachsha Zalil. Whereas according to Rabbi Mana, it is silver that's constant and copper fluctuates in value. Al Daita Rabbi Chanina La'olam Sheish Noshim Miskadshes Be'Isa. According to Rabbi Chanina, it's always true to say that 6 women may be married through 1 Isa. Al Daita Rabbi Mana Pa'am Sheish, Pa'am Shmoina. But according to Rabbi Mana, sometimes it will be 6, and sometimes it will be 8 women with 1 Isa. Chilfai Omar, Aisivuni, Al Gif Nahara, Doleafikis, Masnis, Rebchir, Rabbi Masnisin, Zalkuni Le Nahara. Chilfai, which is also known as Ilfa in the Bavli, said, put me on the riverbank, and if I can't extract from the Mishnah any of the laws of Rebchir taught in his vices, then you should throw me in the river. Amrin Leif, so they said to him, V'hatani Reb Chiya, what about the teaching of Reb Chiya and the Braisa, Sila Arba Dinoim, that a Sela is 4 dinar. Amaloin, Af Anan Taninosa, yes, we have learnt it in a Mishnah, Kamadei Asela Chaseira V'lei Ba Hainaya. He asked from the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, how much can be lacking from a Sela, which is a coin that's gradually worn down, without being a problem of Hainaya, which is overcharging? And what about the statement of Reb Chiya that there are 6 silver mar in a dinar? Amar Lei, So Chilfai answered, Afanan ana taninasa ha'ina abba mekesev me'esim v'abba kesev l'sela shtus l'mekach. And he answered from a Mishnah in Arachin that says, Oina, which is overcharging, is 4 mar, as there are 24 mar in the sela, meaning that if the item was a sela and he overcharged by 4 mar, which is a sixth of the item, because there are 4 dinar in a sela, there must be therefore 6 mar in a dinar. They then asked him another question, Amar Leva and Tani Rebchia Shnei Punjin Mar. What about Rebchia's statement there are 2 punjin in a mar? Amaloin Afanan Taninasa Noisin Sela Punjin Lashana. He answered, and the Makor is, the sources of Chilfai is Maseches Erechin. There's a mission that says, if a person will be Makdish his ancestral field, its value is based on the maximum number of years that would remain until a Yovel, which is 49 years, based on a price of 50 shekel, means 50 sela, per area of land, where one could plant a choymer of barley. If he was makdish during the oval cycle, he'll pay a sela and a punjin, which is 1/48 of a sela, per year, which is per choymer, 50 choymer area. Because a sela is 24 mar and a sela is 48 punjins, therefore you can conclude from here, there must be 2 punjins in a mar. Amarle v'atani Reb Chia shnei isarin punjin. What is the source that, according to Reb Chia, there are 2 isar in a punjin? Amaloin. So Chilfai answered, I can also find a source for that in the Mishnah. Tani Nasa, it's a Mishnah in Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni. Hamaniach isar va'achal alav chetziv va'alach loy lemakom acher va'arehu yotze b'punjin mois va'alav oid isar. A person who set aside an isar coin in order to be poider to redeem the kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni on it from produce that he can't bring to Yerushalayim, he continued to redeem, to be poider onto it, and consume that produce up until half the isa. If he then went elsewhere, where the isa is worth a punjun, because the remaining half isa that he had not used until now is now worth a full isa, he may continue to redeem an additional isa onto that coin, and from this we can learn that there are usually 2 isa in a punjun. They then asked him a final question about a brisa that Reb Chia taught a din. What is the source for that? Amalei v'hatani Reb Chia shnei musimusin isa shnei karditus musimus shnei prutois karditus. What about Reb Chia's statement that there are 2 musimusin in an isa, 2 kardionis in a musimus, and 2 prutois in a kardionis? Where do we find that in a Mishnah? Amaloin. So he answered them. Chilfai answered from the Mishnah. Our Mishnah that says, Afanan anan taninasa, v'kamehi pruta, echad meshmonim isa italki. How much is a pruta? It's an eighth of an Italian isa. And according to this calculation that we've been making earlier, we can prove that Rav Chia's statement is learnt from our Mishnah.